Listening comprehension. For items 1 to 10, listen to a talk about famous people who tried to learn Russian and decide whether the statements 1 to 10 are true or false according to the text you hear. You will hear the text twice. You have 20 seconds to study the statements. Now we begin.
Over the past centuries, the melodic and lyrical Russian language has charmed quite a few people. They admired it and complained about its complexity and challenges, but nevertheless persisted in their attempt to learn and speak the great and mighty Russian language. One of these people was Herbert G. Wells. The famed writer visited Russia 3 times, the first time in 1914. Before the author of The Invisible Man set out on his journey, he studied the Russian language with much alacrity. At least he had tried. He later admitted to remembering only the words that he learned using the Latin alphabet. This was how he taught himself to count to 100 in Russian. After his 2-week trip to Russia, Wells penned an essay, What is Coming? A Forecast of Things After the War, in which he suggested introducing Russian as a third foreign language in schools in Great Britain, in addition to French and German. The great writer thought that the major challenge in learning Russian consisted in its Cyrillic script, which Wells referred to as the irrational spelling of words. He suggested using Latin transcriptions and even publishing Russian language books in the Latin script. Even more interesting, in his novel Joan and Peter, the main characters travel from St. Petersburg to Moscow, just like the writer himself. The book abounds in descriptions of the capital, with its bright shop windows, the Kremlin walls, sledge rides along the frozen river, as well as performances in the legendary Moscow Art Theater. Alexandre Dumas was another one who tried to learn Russian. The author of The Three Musketeers traveled across Russia at the suggestion of Earl Grigory Kushilev-Bezbaratko. His route wasn't limited to only Moscow and St. Petersburg, and he also sailed along the Volga River to Astrakhan and visited the Caucasus. He wrote several books about Russia, as well as published a newspaper featuring his travel notes. In total, the writer spent a year in Russia and eventually mastered the language. He noted in his travel essays that Russian doesn't have neutral expressions, with its choice of insults being as wide as that of expressions denoting affection and love. Apart from his travel notes, Dumas managed to translate into French some poetry by Nikolai Nekrasov, who he had met in St. Petersburg, as well as works by Pyotr Vyazemsky and Alexander Pushkin. To do this, he made use of literal translations by writer and translator Dmitry Grigorovich.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now listen to the text again.
Over the past centuries, the melodic and lyrical Russian language has charmed quite a few people. They admired it and complained about its complexity and challenges, but nevertheless persisted in their attempt to learn and speak the great and mighty Russian language. One of these people was Herbert G. Wells. The famed writer visited Russia 3 times, the first time in 1914. Before the author of The Invisible Man set out on his journey, he studied the Russian language with much alacrity. At least he had tried. He later admitted to remembering only the words that he learned using the Latin alphabet. This was how he taught himself to count to 100 in Russian. After his 2-week trip to Russia, Wells penned an essay, What is Coming? A Forecast of Things After the War, in which he suggested introducing Russian as a third foreign language in schools in Great Britain, in addition to French and German. The great writer thought that the major challenge in learning Russian consisted in its Cyrillic script, which Wells referred to as the irrational spelling of words. He suggested using Latin transcriptions and even publishing Russian language books in the Latin script. Even more interesting, in his novel, Joan and Peter, the main characters travel from St. Petersburg to Moscow, just like the writer himself. The book abounds in descriptions of the capital, with its bright shop windows, the Kremlin walls, sledge rides along the frozen river, as well as performances in the legendary Moscow Art Theater. Alexander Dumas was another one who tried to learn Russian. The author of The Three Musketeers traveled across Russia at the suggestion of Earl Grigory Kushilev Bezbaratko. His route wasn't limited to only Moscow and St. Petersburg, and he also sailed along the Volga River to Astrakhan and visited the Caucasus. He wrote several books about Russia, as well as published a newspaper featuring his travel notes. In total, the writer spent a year in Russia and eventually mastered the language. He noted in his travel essays that Russian doesn't have neutral expressions, with its choice of insults being as wide as that of expressions denoting affection and love. Apart from his travel notes, Dumas managed to translate into French some poetry by Nikolai Nekrasov, who he had met in St. Petersburg, as well as works by Pyotr Vyazemsky and Alexander Pushkin. To do this, he made use of literal translations by writer and translator Dmitry Grigorovich.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. For items 11 to 15, listen to the dialogue. Choose the correct answer to answer questions 11 to 15. You will hear the text once. You now have 25 seconds to study the questions. Now we begin.
I can't remember. Do you take milk?
Please, but no sugar. Thanks. It's weird, you know. I've been to your house 3 times now, and I still haven't met your parents.
Yes, they're out a lot. My dad works for the BBC, and my mom's, she does sort of temping work for a company. You know, like an advertising agency. They're both really busy.
Oh, that sounds really interesting.
Do you think so? I find my dad a bit dull, to be honest. He works late every day, even works some weekends, doesn't read, doesn't go out. I mean, don't get me wrong, he's quite nice, but I don't know. I just don't have anything to say to him. I think the thing is, we just don't spend enough time together.
How old is he then?
About 55, I think. I can never really remember.
Oh, yeah.
My mom's lovely. She's really nice. A bit too nice, though, sometimes. Always trying to look after me. She worries about me leaving home. She's a bit overprotective, if you know what I mean. I'm an only child, so...
Oh, I didn't know that.
What? You mean you can't tell?
I don't know. I've never thought about it, I suppose.
You have 1 minute to complete your answer. This is the end of the listening comprehension part.